This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
We're back, bitches. It's me, Harriet Rose, IRL, in the studio on FUBAR Radio right now. I'm so pleased to be back. I've been away. Oh, God, and I still can't fucking put my phone on silent. What is wrong with me? Welcome back to FUBAR Radio with me, Harriet Rose. Today on the show, we have a plentiful supply of new music artists to chat to. Salt Ashes is going to be in the studio in a little minute. Mark Jones is coming in to talk about his brand new single. Tally Spear is going to be here. Nimmo are coming back. And Taylor Gray, we're going to be chatting to her on the phone. Now, I've just been in LA for a few days, because that's me. I'm just a bit hashtag LA now. And I couldn't stop listening to Lil Nas. He's amazing. And I'm going to play the new... Because I basically was on the way home and I was like, how can I play this on the show? Because obviously we try and play new music and I have played it already before. Luckily for me, Diplo's just dropped a remix of it. So I'm winning today. And he actually performed it at a festival. They have a festival after Coachella. I think it's called like Formation or something. The week after, and it's a country music festival, and apparently Lil Nas jumped on with Diplo when he did a little DJ set, and this maybe is what's come from it. I don't know, who knows, maybe it was live on the night. We've got so much new music information coming out today. Skepta's dropped a new song and dropped some information about his upcoming album as well, and we've got so many new music tracks to play, and I've got lots to tell you. But just celebrating my little trip to LA, I'm going to play Lil Nas to open the show. I had a really great time, if you're wondering. I know you didn't ask, but I'm going to tell you anyway. I got some vitamin... some of you, if you follow me on Twitter, may know that I got some shots of vitamin in my ass, which is really actually much more fun than it sounds. Basically, they just inject vitamins into your bum. So I showed my bum to quite a lot of people in LA, not deliberately, not in a sex way, just to get vitamins put in there. And I feel great, to be honest. So I recommend it to all the people in the world. B12, get it in you. And as a result, I also am obsessed with country music now. So this is a little homage to that obsession. Lil Nas, who's topped the charts with this track. It's gone absolutely viral in America. Everybody loves it. Billy Ray Cyrus jumped on it first. And then now Diplo's jumped on it. Everybody's bloody jumping on it. Who's going to be next? I don't know. I also saw he jumped on stage with Cardi B last night or the night before in LA. I saw on Instagram. So he's getting around. He's doing his thing. And he has a Gucci cowboy hat. So what else could you ask for?
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match. Riding on a horse, ha, you can whip your horse. I've been in the valley, you ain't been up off that porch now. Nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me nothing. Can't nobody tell me nothing. You can't tell me I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse to the old town road.
that is the Old Town Road Diplo remix. Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, Diplo, obviously. Diplo, the Diplo, doing a little Diplo remix there of a very, very good song that I can't stop listening to. I'm obsessed with Lil Nas's voice and everything about him. So just call me a country music bitch now, okay? So it was the Met Ball. Was it Sunday? Monday. And we've got some of the musicians that turned up really smashing it. Dua Lipa, kudos. She did camp so very well. Katy Perry came dressed as a chandelier and then changed into a burger. I mean, how much more camp can you get than that? Lizzo came, she conquered. I think she was wearing Marc Jacobs' custom outfit. Basically, the musicians really smashed it at the Met Gala. Although Frank Ocean was more chill than I wanted. I wanted him to go further. He was kind of wearing like a little Prada, although I do want that Prada little jumper thing that he was wearing. All the musicians, Harry Styles looked incredible. It's just a really wonderful, a lot of people take the piss out of the Met Gala because it's like, obviously it's people, fashion taking itself seriously, but I feel like it's fashion taking itself not too seriously, especially with a camp theme this year. It was very wonderful to watch all that going down, and I just really enjoy it. But there were some notable people missing in the music industry. Taylor Swift, Rihanna, and Ariana Grande, none of them were there. Where are they? Are they making new songs? Are they making a song together? Is there going to be a triple threat Rihanna, Ariana Grande, Taylor Swift song? I doubt it, but I'm really pulling at straws here to try and... Pulling at straws? That's not a phrase. I'm trying to get something that maybe isn't there, but... Everyone was very... I mean, Rihanna was, like, tweeting about the Met Gala. She was tweeting about her best-dressed opinions. Anna Wintour was her best-dressed, who was one of the people on the board of the Met Gala. But, yeah, they were all missing. Where were they? Very, very interesting. Were they in the studio with each other making a new banger? Who knows? I'm really enjoying the memes at the moment and the tweets that Rihanna's been posting about... I think she posted one where everyone is just being like, Rihanna, where are you? Stop making makeup and please start singing again. Guys, I think it's going to happen. I think she's going to suddenly just drop a full album. Our minds are going to be blown. She's going to do a Beyonce, drop a full album, and we're all going to just, our minds are going to explode, and then that'll be the end of the world. So, to be honest, if I was going to go out anyway, I would like to go out that way. My mind exploding because Rihanna drops an album out of nowhere. But I did enjoy watching all the Met Gala stuff, all the amazing musicians that went and smashed it with their looks. Imagine if you were going and you didn't know what to wear. I feel like if I got an invite, which I wouldn't, because I think it's like £30,000 to go for a ticket. So I won't be going anytime soon. But I just don't, I think it would be so stressful to go... And be like, oh, what am I going to wear? Oh, Charlie XCX went as well. She looked good. There was lots of good people there, to be fair. It was a good night of good dresses and good outfits. And camp was fully fulfilled. Not by everyone, though. Notably, there were some people who, let's put it honestly, were basic bitches. I'm not naming names, but there were some very basic outfits out there. And I was not happy with it. But, you know, Katy Perry came dressed as a chandelier and changed into a burger. So, you know, you can't have it all, but you can have that. Also, we've just been discussing in the office, Madonna is going on tour. Madame X, her new album, and also her new persona, I feel like. Madame X is the new, she's got a whip and stuff. The Queen of Pop's going to be playing the London Palladium in early 2020. I always find it weird when people announce tours that are like, 2020. I can't think about 2019 and we're literally in it, let alone 2020. But yeah, so she'll be touring early next year. Europe, hey, that is weird. Is it next year that's 2020? That's really weird. As part of this little intimate run, she's doing small venues, London Palladium. She's going to hit the Coliseum in Lisbon and loads of other places, Paris. The exact dates have not been revealed, so don't get your knickers in a twist because you don't know yet. And it's all very exciting, to be honest. I'm going to play a bit of brand new music now for you guys. So Skepta has just announced his brand spanking new album, Ignorance is Bliss. He shared Bullet from a Gun, which is the first single from the album. That's pretty much, I mean, there's not, I believe he shared it today, self-produced alongside Rags Original, and it touches on things like his baby daughter, and some personal stuff, like maybe he's been linked with some supermodels, his relationship with his father. Yeah, so this has dropped. Ignorance is Bliss will be released on Thursday. Gosh. Oh, no, sorry, that's this song. I was thinking that they're going to... No, the album, sorry, his fifth album, is due to be released on May 31st. I was getting excited thinking that they were going to do the single today and then the following Thursday, the album, but no. That's just the single today we've got, and then we've got a little... Not too long, though, to be fair, like 3 weeks to wait for the album. This is obviously the follow-up to his most recent album, Konnichiwa, which came out in 2016. So we've had a couple of years to wait. But I'm excited because I feel like he kind of went under the radar for a little bit. And I'm excited. This is actually the first time I'm going to be hearing the song as well, because as soon as I saw it go up on the way into FUBAR, I sent it over and was like, we have to get this on the show. So let's all listen together, shall we?
SK level. Recently I've been learning a lot. All I know is there's no better feeling than getting home and seeing my little girl in a cot. So this year we're done talking, forget the bag of chat, it's just action. Man, I'm trolling to get a reaction. Every day it's another distraction. Gotta fight temptation, can't get lost in the sauce. Have I got a heart? Yeah, of course. But I had to put my feelings on pause, cause like a bullet from a gun it burns. When you realise she was never your girl, it was just your turn. You gotta face your demons, don't matter how much money you earn. Your nigga said 4L, but the shit got real and he weren't concerned. The same old story, the world spins round and round, fam, lessons have to get learned.
Planet Earth.
FUBAR Radio presents
Ian Molesworth.
We're joined now by Alex Fox.
I'm not a fan of 50 Shades. Those books are not well loved by many people on the responsible fetish community scene because they depict in many ways a problematic dynamic. Least exciting erotic series that I've seen in a while. I've virtually fell asleep watching those films. But
that can
also
happen after a while.
True. If I'm late for anything, it's usually I've had a wank falling asleep. A fap and a nap, as I like to call it.
Every Monday,
Ian Molesworth.
From 4 p.m.
to our radio.
Salt Ashes is in the building. Hi, babes.
Hey. How you doing?
Lovely to meet you. I'm really well. How are you?
I'm really good. Hating the weather, but other than that.
I like your suit. I don't know. This is a bit weird for me because I wear a suit every day and it's the
only
day I haven't worn a suit.
Are you feeling outsuited right now?
Well, I feel like, I just feel like I can't feel allegiance with you because I'm not wearing one. But
don't
trust me, I wear
it.
No, keep it on. I just feel bad because usually I would be like suit bitches, but
I can't be suit bitches today together.
But you look like a sick suit bitch today.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
How's it going? How's life?
Life is good. Life is really busy at the moment.
Yeah.
Which is really good. Sometimes slightly overwhelming, but in a great way. So
it creeps up on you, doesn't it? Yeah. It doesn't happen the way you think it's going to happen, and it happens when you think it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, when was my last day off? But it's all good. I'm really happy with everything that's going on, and everything's really different from day to day, so it keeps things really exciting.
And Don't is your latest single.
It is.
You performed it, premiered it, I believe, at the Apple Store, right?
Did, yeah, premiered the music video at the Apple
Store.
So
sick. Did you perform as well?
Yes, yeah.
That's
part of their Today at Apple feature that they have in their flagship store.
Well, so tell me about that, because I think my friend Ray did one of them. I feel like she's done one of them before, but I don't know anything about it. What's the vibe? Because I think it's a really good idea, because obviously Apple Music, I now really only use Apple Music. Mm. Spotify and other streaming services are available, but that's just naturally the one I go to. So it makes such sense that they're now doing live events. Was it at Regent Street?
It was at Regent Street, yeah. I think they run once a month, or maybe they do it every Friday.
Nice.
I'm not sure how many they do, but it's not just for musicians and artists. It's for all kinds of creatives.
Cool.
Which is just really cool, because it means that people that are in and out of that store, they get to, you know, stumble across something.
And people genuinely go in there to, like, learn stuff.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
So.
People don't just go. Like, I went, to be fair, I was in there yesterday because I bloody broke my laptop.
Oh,
lovely glass of wine over it. So, but it's fine, because I kind of want to. I'm going to buy a new one, I think, because I kind of. Okay. It's that time of year, you know.
What are you going to go for?
I wanted to get the gold one.
Well, the air.
But everyone's like, you're a DJ, you can't get the gold. It's got no. Because I need the like RAM processing for like record box and stuff.
Yeah.
So basically, I have to be boring and get the pro.
Oh, well, you can put like a gold thing on top of it.
I mean,
like.
The funniest thing is that I'd put a case on it anyway, so it doesn't
matter.
But did you manage to meet people after the set? Like, was it quite a good vibe in that sense? New fans and stuff?
It was really nice because, they were obviously, I had a crew of people that came to just to see me, but then a lot of people were there that didn't even know anything was going on. And after, in between the performance, we did a Q&A session as well, so it just gave the people that didn't know me an opportunity to ask me lots of questions, which was really cool and something that I've never done before. So it was, a new experience for me. And then afterwards got to chat to everyone that was there, which was really nice.
It's kind of funny when you do stuff in like Central, because I do some, I sometimes do filming in Central London, and you have that thing where people go, oh, what are you doing?
What's going on
what
here?
What do you do in the middle of your set? Just like, oh, excuse me, are you a singer? Are you singing? It's like, yeah. Just in the middle of it now, if you could, yeah. But you know what I mean? It's those kind of people. I just love meeting those kind of people that are just like, literally, they're just loving life. And they're just.
To be fair, we had this one guy who was all suited and booted.
Yes.
Just really like dapper, really crisp. And he asked the question and said, hi, yes, I've just come out of work. I've just stumbled upon this. I haven't even had my dinner yet. I really need to go home. But you've really intrigued me, and this has been fantastic. And he was looking at his phone this whole time. He's like, I'm just looking you up, and I can see that you were born in Brighton. Just started reeling off loads of stuff about me as an artist.
Oh, I'm obsessed.
And
this is the kind of people I'm talking about, though.
He was incredible. He was so cool. So we were all like, completely drawn to him, thinking he's going to ask a badass question. We were like, what question is he going to ask? And then he just said, so where's your heritage? That was the question.
I feel like he was hitting on you.
I really don't think he was.
Or he just really liked your music, but his only question that he could think of that he couldn't find the answer to online.
Yeah, maybe that was it. And then I answered the question, and then he was like, right, gotta eat my food now.
Oh my God, I'm just obsessed that he was like, I haven't had my dinner, so if you could fucking wrap it up, babe, I need to know the answer to my very important question.
Amazing.
So, well, what is your heritage? Now we're all desperate to know.
I mean, of course.
Because you told him, we all need to know now.
Pressing question. My mum's Spanish and my dad's from Mauritius.
I think it's a really weird question to ask. Do you think it's a weird question to ask?
I don't know. I tend to ask that question quite a lot because I find it quite interesting where people's roots are from. But I think now, because everything's so PC, it's one of those questions I think a lot of people are worried to ask.
Yes, I would agree
with
that. I would agree. And I would be worried to offend someone.
Yeah, I don't want to offend anyone, but no. I'm interested. I think, like, you know, that's how we're made. It's, you know, and it's cool to see where some of your roots lie. And maybe, I mean, for instance, a lot of people's personalities is based on where they come from in
culturally,
the world.
Yeah.
Culturally, yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. So,
well, I actually did a DNA test and I'm from everywhere.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you do one of those things?
I'm from the north, which is weird.
Up north.
Yeah, up north. But I'm actually also from France and Spain. I always thought I had like roots in, because I've got quite, my skin's quite Mediterranean.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I always thought that I would have some, and I have got roots in France. I think it's France, Spain and maybe Italy, maybe, but basically a bit of everywhere in Europe, which I love.
That's amazing.
Not
so your
be.
Parents born English?
Yep.
Wow.
Both. And my dad, I don't know anything about his family, so I think it's on his side.
Yeah.
Because he's got one of those massive families that you can't keep mm-hmm. keep track of. Very exciting, though.
Yeah, I find it strange how if I were to have children... And they have children, then they'll probably be, you know, they'll be English and be and not be sure about where they came from.
I know,
whereas
I love
now
that.
Now I'm like, I'm half-half, that's what I am.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I know. And it's just, it, you know, be something like in the position that you're in when you're like, I don't really know what
yeah.
I am, but my colour's something.
That's so exciting. And talking of new babies, Harry and Meghan, one of the most exciting moments in British history, I think.
Are you excited?
I'm not a royalist, but I'm not a royalist.
Right, okay.
So I think Harry's really cool. I like
yeah.
his vibes. I think
yeah.
I really liked Suits, which Meghan was in.
Yeah, I did too.
So I'm here for her as well.
Yeah.
And I just think the whole thing and the vibe and the energy, I don't know. I just think...
It is a mass excitement, isn't it? Everyone's
yes.
so excited
Oh, we've
it.
Had a tweet. At Oh Rosa Rose, a tweet. Oh my God, Salt Ashes is my favourite singer. When is her next gig?
Oh, my next gig is the 14th of June.
Here we go.
It's at the Hoxton Square Bar and Kitchen.
Great venue.
And tickets are available now.
Boom. Where can we get them from?
I think from Ticket Web. Thank you very much. And they're meant to be on Dice, so I assume... That will be up there at
And
some
they'll be
point.
Everywhere. So you can just Google.
They will be, yeah.
Google Salt Ashes, Hoxton Bar and Grill, and you'll find them.
Yeah, and it's going to be a really cool night. It's my first headline show in
yes.
a really long time, in like two or three years. So would love everyone to be there. So please buy a ticket. And we've got two really, really cool support acts on. And there's going to be some really fun, weird shit happening throughout the night. So you definitely don't want to miss that.
Ooh, well, let's delve into the weird shit because... I really like your videos. I want to go back to Go All Out first because
okay.
it takes inspiration from one of my favourite films and one of my favourite scenes in a film
yeah.
in Beetlejuice, the scene
yeah.
where they're all being kind of hypnotised slash taken over at the dinner table.
Mm-hmm.
Obsessed. It made me want to watch that film. Come, na, 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 give me a banana. But I love the way you've interpreted it because your kind of like powerful electronica is like... Totally different to that song.
Oh, good.
But the elements were there and the vibe was there. Like the way you interpreted it was really sick. Very dark, very kind of moody, but also kind of funny and kind of like twisted in the same way. I wanted to know for like what's because that song also did really well, didn't it? Like got loads mm-hmm. of attention and the video as well was so sick that it really kind of pulled people in, which is great. But what was the inspiration behind the video?
Well, I was really lucky to work with an up-and-coming director called Lucrecia Termina. And she's this little bundle of creativity and energy and someone which completely shares my vision, which I don't think happens very often. We just met and instantly we're just like thinking the
yes.
same things and we'll text each other at the same time, and which is amazing. And she came up with this treatment. And as soon as I saw the treatment, I was like, yes, 100%.
Sign me up.
Yeah, this is completely my vibe. And all the way along, right up until making it, I was always reaching out to her being like, yeah, but can we make sure that it's also dark? She's like, don't worry, I got it. And I was like, okay, cool. And it got to the day and I just thought, do you know what? I completely trust this person, which doesn't happen that often because I'm such a perfectionist.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to have a lot of creative control over everything because it's my vision, you know, it's my project. But with her, it was just like, we were one person. So I was just like, take it, do it, run with it.
Which actually, I totally vibe with you. That's a huge deal because I'm a control freak as well.
Yeah.
And it's like, actually, being able to have that link with someone where you go, actually, I'm going to let you do your job,
yeah.
Which I find hard. But then when I do it, it's like, oh, that's a relief. Like, I can let you do your
absolutely.
Job.
Absolutely. Because like, then you can concentrate on doing your job. And yeah. for me, on the day, it was being the artist and performing.
And having that sexy little hat on.
And having that sexy little hat on.
That was such a cool bit where you were, like, singing along with that hat where you couldn't see the top half. Because that's like Winona Ryder when she was wearing the hat that kind of covers her eyes. And it's like, yes, bitch. Yeah. I loved it. I loved
it. The designer for that shoot as well. Like, she designed all of the clothes for it, all of the dresses. And
wow.
she's amazing. She's called Magdalene Celeste. And all of her pieces are just to die for. And
yes.
just so yummy.
Well, congratulations, because it was a beautiful video. And then you followed that up with Don't, mm-hmm. Which again is a really cool video. It's kind of got a Billie Eilish vibe about the, with okay. the chains and stuff. But you're kind of chained in love. It's that's the kind of influence, right?
Yeah, I guess there's many kind of ways you can look at it, but that's essentially what we were going for. But it's more the connotations of love, so it's more
yep.
the thing that I don't want to have. So mm-hmm. it's yeah, basically saying I don't really want to fall in love.
She don't want to be chained.
I don't want to be chained up, okay?
But it's kind of works, makes sense in many ways, because obviously ball and chain, you know, it's been related to marriage for a long time. The kind
yeah.
of being in chains, being held
yeah.
back, being closed yeah. in, or whatever. So it's an interesting
yeah.
perception of your inside coming outside, mm-hmm. like your inside your mind being yeah. represented physically. What is it that makes you want to make these videos? Because I think not all artists want to make interesting, intriguing, different videos, because mm-hmm. it can be a risk.
Yeah, I think it's being able to show people what's going on inside my brain aside from the music. Because I'm all about visuals, even just from like the clothes I wear to, like dance pieces that I go and see or art that I go and see. I'm quite a visual person, so I need to release that in some way. And for me, seeing a music video from an artist is a really important thing, because it kind of, the music can take you somewhere and then you can see the visuals and it will take you somewhere completely different. So there's a whole new level to the song that you haven't experienced yet.
Yeah.
So I love making videos. I absolutely love it. I think it's really cool to be able to think, like, where can I take this song now that it's been released and it's out there and people have their own feeling for it now? I want to give them something different.
Love it. I'm excited yeah. for the next one.
Yeah, me too.
What are you up to right now? Are you back in the studio? Are you working on new songs? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm continuously in the studio, continuously working with people and collaborating. The next single is hopefully going to be out around the same time as the headline show. So we're aiming for that release to be around, 14th of June. So
everyone get tickets, Hoxton Bar and Kitchen.
Please. So that's kind of what I'm working on at the moment. And then right now there is talk of maybe an EP, but for now we're just working single by single.
Great.
And just getting as much music out there as possible for everyone.
Well, we're loving it.
Thanks.
And you actually have, we've got Nimmo on the show later, but you've actually played with them.
I did, in Brighton, I think a couple of years ago.
Amazing.
I love Nimmo.
They're so cool.
They're so sick. I really, really love what they're doing.
Yeah, and I really love the way their music's developed and changed and merged and weaved, and I just really love where they are right now, but
yeah.
I also love them from the beginning, so it's kind of nice to see that journey, you know?
And they're another kind of example of people who take their visuals to the next level, because I love their visuals as well.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know if they're still independent, but I know that before they were working like just them guys.
I think it is. I think they are.
And that is, I'm like hands up to them,
because
that is hard work and they're still going strong. So
they might have recently signed something, I'm not sure.
Oh,
I hope so. But either way, they're lovely.
You've
worked with loads of great people. Tove Sterker, like Bright Light, who we've had on the show as well.
Oh, nice.
So it seems like things are just going from strength to strength, and I just can't wait to hear the EP or the next release.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything. Congratulations on your suit game. Keeping it strong. I'm very proud of you. Even though you've never met me, I really take it to heart when people wear a suit. We're going to play, I think we're going to play Don't now.
Okay.
Your brand new single. Everyone go and check out the videos, because they're very sick and it's worth the time taken to just go and have a little immersion into the world of Salt Ashes.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Do you want to introduce this one for us?
Thanks so much. This is Salt Ashes on FUBAR Radio, and you're listening to Don't.
Today I am joined by probably one of the most incredible guests we've ever been blessed with on this show. Opposite me is the unbelievably incredible Rose McGowan.
Thank you, Callum. What a lovely introduction.
It's one you deserve.
Women are so instrumental in gay rights, in its history, as it should be.
Yeah.
You know, straight or gay, and certainly trans women who kicked off Stonewall and that whole thing and fought so hard for rights and are still fighting so hard for rights. But it doesn't take away from the fact that the white male power structure is what it is.
It is what it is, and it's there, and it's a thing, and we have to acknowledge
we
it
have
and,
to acknowledge
and fight it.
Every Wednesday.
Callum McSwiggan.
From 6 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
I weigh the water. I feel it all. I ask myself a million questions in the dark. I lay in silence, but silence talks. It tells me heaven is no closer than it was. My heart keeps pulling in the wrong direction. I'm about to cross that line. Before you answer, just to make me go.
That's a long outro, isn't it? Chill out, Mark. Bloody hell. Shut up, Licky Lee. I've had enough. Thank you. That's Mark Ronson featuring Licky Lee, Late Night Feelings. Really like that song, despite my telling her off just at the end there. I do really like it. I like that whole album that he's creating, the releases, the Miley Cyrus. That, Nat just told me she likes that better than the Miley Cyrus one, which I think I maybe agree. I love Miley Cyrus and I love that song, but this one I like even more. Talking of Miley Cyrus, David Attenborough is really interested in getting into dance music. That has nothing to do with Miley Cyrus. I just did a really tedious link there. So apparently he's been asking DJs to remix the recording he captured 70 years ago. He's now chronicling the wonders of the natural world. He's seeking a DJ to offer a new take on a field recording he made in Bali in the 1950s. Honestly, I'd do anything for that man. Genuinely anything. I'm obsessed with him. He's awesome. Let's all just take a moment to think about how great David Attenborough is, okay? Also, I saw today, actually, Netflix has released for the first time its streaming figures. This has nothing to do with music, but I'm just linking it to the story I just told you. The David Attenborough series is the highest watched thing in the UK on Netflix, which I think is amazing because we love him. We love you, David. We love you very much. Lots of other music news to come as well. Spice Girls. Now, this is very exciting. So obviously they're going on tour without Vicky B in a couple of months' time, in June, I think it is. And you can now, for the first time ever, buy a limited edition picture disc vinyl of the band's greatest hits album from 2007. The re-release, which arrives May 31st, is going to be double-sided picture disc. Which, if you've ever seen a picture disc vinyl, they're unreal. They're so cool. It contains 9 number one smash hit singles, including Wanna Be, Two Become One, Spice Up Your Life, Fever Forever, Goodbye, and many more. But you'll have to act quick because the pre-order is right now and there's only 2,500 copies available. I don't need to actually worry because I have the album on vinyl already and it is framed on my wall. My brother bought it for me for my birthday. Shout out, Griffin. You're a G. But if you haven't got it, unlike me, you need to get out there and get this. I think this sounds very special, though, to be fair. I also, the other day, I did a DJ set and I handed over to Mel C, which was one of the most mind-blowing things that's ever happened to me. She's a real Spice Girl and I got to, she hugged me and everything. Mel C gave me a hug and she said, hi. And it was really exciting. Handed over the decks for her at a Maybelline party and basically my life ended there and there's nothing else that can really happen. But yeah, big up the Spice Girls. If you're going to go and see her, tweet us at FooBar if you're going to see Spice Girls. I haven't got tickets. So if you want to take me, hit a bitch up because I'm ready for it. I'm here for it. You know, I'd like that to happen. Now, Stormzy is back. Thank fucking God. Welcome back, hun. We've missed you. There's actually been some lols on Twitter because his new song, Vossy Bop. Basically, I don't know. What do you think the lyrics are to Vossy Bop? Tweet us now. Basically, there's been a confusion over the first line. My brothers don't something. We just Vossy Bop. Right? Does anyone know what that is? Because I originally did think it was My brothers don't die, we just vossy bop. And that is apparently also what everybody else thought. My brothers don't die, we just vossy bop. And I did think it was quite intense. I was like, that is not what you'd assume that the comparison would be between vossy bopping. But the actual lyrics are, my brothers don't dab, we just vossy bop. Now that's cleared up a whole fucking world of confusion that I was having. Because I was thinking, why do we need to die before we dance? I'm confused. But no, it's nothing to do with that. It's dabbing, for fuck's sake. Now we all know that. It's been cleared up. It's a bit of a Twitter frenzy yesterday. I saw, because I just literally thought it was that until I saw that other people were like, it's not that. And I was like, oh, I never even thought twice about it. But I'm really excited for Stormzy. Congratulations to him for going to number one and beating Taylor Swift with her track Me, which is still a banger as well. So he did well to beat it. Everybody's obsessed. When I was in LA, actually, a lot of people wanted to listen to Vossy Bop. So it's a worldwide success right now. And he's back and I can't wait for his next album. He's got to release an album before Glastonbury. I know it. I can feel it in my loins. He's got to. Also, has anyone got any ideas who he might bring out at Glastonbury? Because I feel like it's going to be a fucking set of features. There's going to be people that Ed Sheeran's definitely coming out. Definitely. I think, like, seriously, if anyone's got any ideas, I want to know who you think he's going to bring out. Because I think he came out when it was Jamie and Skepta and everyone, he came out then on the Glastonbury set a few years ago, I think. I just really want to know who's going to bring out. I feel like it's going to be some left field random people as well. I don't know. Maybe he'll bring like Dolly Parton out. Who knows? I just think it's going to be there or be square, because I think it's going to be a big set. This is Vossy Bop, number one, UK number one. Congratulations to Stormzy. And just to clear it up, it's my brothers don't dab, not die. Okay, nothing to do with dying, all right?
Murky, my brothers don't die, we just vossy bop. I tell you, got to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ayy. My brothers don't die, we just vossy bop. I tell you, got to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a facial just to top it off, ayy. You ain't got a clue, let's be honest. I had a couple seasons, made a forest. I put in the work and take the profit. Looking at my girl like, what a goddess.
Thank God.
Rule number two, don't make the promise. If you can't keep the deal, then just be honest.
Just be honest.
I can never die, I'm Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris.
Fuck the government and fuck Boris, yeah. I'm a villain, killing when I'm barring. Brothers in the hood, just like the movie that I'm starring. Service in my whip, I phone the boss to bring my car in. I could probably take a trick, but I just wouldn't, cause she's jarring. Ooh, I got the sauce. Don't know what you for. Catch me up and slowing in my sliders and my shorts.
Sure.
Chick's trying to get my brother flips to share his thoughts. I think he's trying to tell me I should tell her he don't talk. I don't fuck with her. Yeah, I used to hit it, but you're stuck with her. Man, I wouldn't even try my luck with her. Yeah, let's say I'm bougie.
Word.
Way too exclusive.
Word.
Chilling in Dubai. I know I get it all inclusive. Now may I ask if you can find it in your spirit,
yeah.
Leave us all alone and go and mind your fucking business,
huh?
Looking in the mirror saying my key, you're the illest,
yeah.
When I'm James Bond trying to live my movie like I'm Idris. What we telling them, look, my brothers don't die, we just vossy bop,
ay.
I tell you, got to link me at the coffee shop,
ay.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots,
ay.
Then I finish with a face just to top it off,
ay.
My brothers don't die, we just vossy bop,
ay.
I tell you, got to link me at the coffee shop,
ay.
Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off, ayy. My brothers don't die, we just vossy bop. So much vossy, I might open up a vossy shop. Mommy saying that I need to get some sleep. All this flying overseas is always fucking up my body clock. And all this stress has got me wrecking up my brain,
ay.
So tell these little fishes back up off my name,
ay.
I ain't gotta be a rapper with a chain, cause the rules are kinda different when you're bad enough the game.
Straight,
riding up the game, ride it up again,
yeah.
Had him up before, I have him up again,
yeah.
Fake brothers, man, your man and more pretend.
Yeah.
Pussy by himself, he's battled with his friends. Ah, oh, you man are so insecure, man, it's a joke.
Man, it's a joke.
I need a ball in the York, cause I'm the goal.
Still the goal.
If you believe in your source, then raise a toast.
Raise a toast.
These are some genius fools, so make the most. girl that say me some. I need all the homage, could you pay me some? Man, I'm dropping bangers on your baby mums. Girls say I'm rude, word. They wanna see me nude, word. My name's Stiff Chocolate, I got nothing left to prove. I got holes in my lapel, rubbing shoulders with your girl. Which one of said that I will go to jail? Well, I guess you have to hold the L. Tell them this is London City, we the hottest in the world. But we telling them, look, my brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell you, I got to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off. My brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell you, I got to link me at the coffee shop. Getting freaky in the sheets, we're taking body shots. Then I finish with a face with just to top it off.
Hey, Stormzy, Vossy Bop, Mark Jones is here.
Yo.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm just here.
You've arrived. We were just chatting about Vossy Bop. You think it's a banger, isn't it?
Yeah, man. It's got that nice vibe, that nice bounce that you need. Good comeback single.
It's a weird one because when you first hear it, it's like, is it a banger?
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, no, it is.
Yeah, it's just the 808s, isn't it? Anytime 808s are booming, that's it. Yeah. Man. You just get into it.
It's weird because did you hear me talking about the fact that everyone thought you said, my brothers don't die?
Yeah, they had to clarify. Yeah, it's a bit of a bad. I thought it was die. I can't lie.
Yeah, you did.
For time, I was like, die? It's just that B in it, that pronounce it. He said he's going to try and pronounce it. No, pronounce the B a lot better because, yeah.
But then when I just listened to it then, you can hear it. Because when you know it's dab, my brothers don't dab.
But it's
a light dab. It's not like dab.
It's not heavy. Yeah,
it's not like I'm dabbing.
Yeah.
but it made me laugh because I just didn't... The funny thing about it is I didn't think twice about it. I was like, yeah, cool. He's just saying...
We just accepted it. Creative license. We're just like, whatever.
Whatever you say, Stormzy, babe. You crack on, hun.
Trust me.
Yeah, but it's a good song. I'm glad he's gone to number one. It's nice.
Definitely, man.
Your latest single, No Stress, is out now.
Yeah, out now, you know, doing well. People loving the streams and that, so it's doing good.
You've got a few under your belt now, haven't you?
Yeah, yeah.
It's an exciting time. Like, I really like your style, your energy. You kind of got a very intelligent, like, voice and the way you speak about things. I enjoy hearing your storytelling.
Yeah.
It's not just about listening to a banger. It's like I'm actually listening to the words you're saying, which is really... really interesting and nice.
Yeah, now I try to just keep it as real as possible, but at the same time, come with the same energy and the same sort of vibe that everyone else is bringing. So I feel like it's important to tell stories from all aspects of society. And I'm just practically an average guy. I got a mortgage, I got a house, I got a wife, all that sort of stuff. But obviously, we're all going through the same thing, which is life. So I try and bring that, man.
Yeah, you're set up.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
This boy isn't buying like silly things. He's
nah,
out
man,
here
no,
with a fucking
no bus
mortgage.
Downs. Yeah, no bus stands. Got the mortgage payments every week and that's every month and that. So yeah, man.
Well, I remember Lethal Bizzle tweeted the other day, if you can't buy five of them, don't fucking buy it.
Exactly, man.
And I like that energy of like, you know, until you've got real estate and you've got the things that you know, grown-up stuff.
Yeah, it's important, man, because like, obviously we get a lot of artists coming through and some of them lose their money quick and, you know, they're in a position where they had all the fame and they haven't got it anymore. So it's important to establish yourself and, yeah, give back to your community and stuff.
I think all artists have kind of got that. Like Nipsey Hussle was...
Exactly.
Was saying it in that amazing RIP, by the way, he was saying it in that, and that was such a powerful interview. And the guy was like, "You don't have any chains," and he was like, "Of course I don't. I'm saving to, you know, do something serious with my life."
Yeah.
And I really vibe with that. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think people have got the license to go and do whatever they want with their money, but I do respect people who go out and kind of choose to do things in a certain way. And I feel like that's your brand. Like you want to be the person that every man, that everyone can relate to, which I feel like it's what we all want. Like everyone's just a person, you know?
Yeah, definitely, man. I feel like in life, obviously we've got ups and downs that we're all going through. So if I can convey those and my story and someone else can take from it and get something from it, then I'm happy. Because, you know, I get a lot of messages on Instagram, people saying, oh, you know what, your song really encouraged me. And for me, that's a big thing. Someone willing to take time out of their day to hit me up on Insta and say that, you know. So yeah, that's what it's all about, man.
And does it kind of affect your writing that you don't talk about material objects in it?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for me in it because I want to talk about money, but I don't want money to be the central theme. So obviously, usually when artists talk about money, they're saying, oh, I've got all this money and I've got all this to do with it and stuff like that. But for me, it's more from the side of, okay, I've got this money, let me be responsible with it, let me plan, let me do that side of it. Because obviously we need money to thrive in it and survive. So
yes.
So I try and just bring that across, you know. And yeah, I'm working on music and trying to make my pen game strong so that I can do that in a way that people can vibe with it but take something from it. So,
which is cool. Like, listen, we all live, I'm like 50-50, 50 sensible, 50 yeah, not sensible. Right. Sometimes 70-30, but listen, we can't, you know, you can't be perfect all the time. But it's nice to hear a different side though, you know. Mm. And are you finding it, how easy are you finding it to be heard?
Yeah, that's the thing really. Like, I think for me it's been a lot of knocking on doors and trying to get to places, and once people hear it they're like, you know what, I resonate with this, like this is a vibe. But yeah, it's just that initial knocking on the door, but once people hear it they love it, man.
So, yeah, tonally I really like it. Mm. Like when I first was started listening to you I was like, God, I really like the sound of your voice.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah, a lot of people have said that, that my tone comes through strong. And yeah, yeah, it's,
you sound like, I know this sounds silly, but you sound like a seasoned professional. Like that's I know that's yeah. like a silly comment to make, but you don't, you know, you're fairly new to the game, yeah. but actually you sound like you've been doing this.
Yeah, well...
Well, you've been doing it for a
yeah,
minute, but
for
as
a
in,
long
like,
time.
You've kind of... You feel like you've already earned the... Mm. You've already got there.
No,
you've got where you.
You
want to go. That's how it comes
yeah.
across.
For me, know? I tried... I've been rapping for a number of years now since the time on the playground.
Yeah.
But for me, when I decided, okay, I'm going to start releasing music now, it was important that my tone, my diction, everything I'm saying is clear, so there's nothing in between. I just want to make sure that in everything I'm doing it to the best of my ability, and I take the craft of rapping as seriously as anything else. So yeah, no, I appreciate that, man.
No, it's sick. You're working on your EP Progress.
Mm.
Which is executive produced by RP9.
Yes.
He's obviously worked with Chip and AJ and Dano, blah,
yeah.
blah blah blah, loads of amazing people.
Mm.
What can you tell us about it?
You know what? We've just been getting in the studio and it's finished. It's done. I just got some masters this week, so it's ready. Just need to announce the day and get everything together. But yeah, man, there's a whole different sounds on there. We've got the more upbeat stuff. We've got the more thoughtful stuff. And I'm just hoping that people, when they listen to it, they can yeah resonate and vibe to it.
And how many tracks are we going to get?
You
don't know yet.
Nah, I do, but, you know, hopefully 5 or 6. Definitely 5, but 5 or 6, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
there might be a little bonus track.
Something for
there.
Everyone, yeah, definitely.
You've been announced to play Ends Festival as well, which
yeah,
is in your hometown.
That's a mad one, in Croydon, yeah, man, in the block. So I'm just gassed. Like, I'm just going to go out there and just do a mad one, basically.
I think it's amazing because they are really, they've got a whole stage of up-and-coming artists, which you're going to be featured on.
Yeah.
Such a great thing. You're from Croydon, you're going to be playing your hometown
yeah.
to your home crowd. Like, you must be so excited.
It's crazy. Like, that's a park that I used to go to when I was young.
Sick!
So, like,
it's crazy.
Park, I'll get the tram there probably. I won't even drive. I'll just get on the tram. I live by a tram stop, so I'll just jump on that and then, yeah, just get there. And yeah, to show love to Croydon. Obviously, when the Ends Festival first came as a thing, people were like, Croydon? And obviously, people always throw shade on Croydon and say, oh, you have to use a passport to get there and all that. But for me, born and raised there, lived there all my life, still live there now, it's crazy. So yeah, man, I'm just gonna have fun.
But also there's a lot of artists come out of Croydon.
Of course
now.
Man,
yeah.
Croydon's great. Like, you've got Stormzy, Hardy Caprio's from there, I found out the other day, I didn't even know that. Crepton Conan, Bonker, just everyone, man, everyone's
did
from
you
Croydon.
When you were growing up, did you meet any of your peers, like,
yeah,
other,
like,
artists?
Bonkers went to my school, so he was in the year above me, so in the playground he was spitting, giving
really?
Us inspiration. Stormzy went to my sixth form, yeah. So people, obviously, in Croydon, like, you're only one person away from someone, I feel like. So Crepton Conan, my friends who know them, it's just, yeah, everyone's connected. So it's good to see them all thriving and all just coming out of Croydon and making it big, man.
It's really good to see. And what's the plan? What's the plan for the rest of the year? Is there anyone specific you'd really like to get in the studio with to do?
Oh, I don't know, man. It's a weird one because, like, at the moment, I just keep getting instrumentals from my producer RV9 and we're like, oh, who should we get on this? And it's at the point where we've got so many songs like half done and we're like, all right,
ready,
let's get someone.
Feature.
Yeah, let's get someone. But we're just like, all right, let's get the EP done. Then we can think about features. So yeah, we're just trying to get to that point because I've got so much music lined up for after the EP as well. So
you're going to keep us going with
definitely,
it then.
Definitely, man. Definitely.
And obviously with the kind of, with the YouTube channels and stuff, like, you know, the grime channels that actually promote the music, do you feel like they're important for sharing your... Because I know that you've shared a few songs.
Yeah, so, yeah, I feel like they are important. But I feel like now people are realising it's important to build your own brand as well.
Yeah.
So for me, that's what I'm thinking about now. So the music is in a point where I'm happy with it. It's just the brand and that side of it, which is important, just as important as the music for some people. So, yeah, I'm working on that. YouTube's obviously very important with the videos and that.
And you're doing a lifestyle brand as well, Black Sheep. Is
yeah.
that right?
So Black Sheep coming very, very soon. I just wanted to make something that represented me as a person. So being different, being within the culture, but being slightly different.
Yeah.
So I'm just hoping people will be like, yeah, that's me. I can identify with that. So yeah, when it comes, definitely keep your eyes peeled.
And it's going to be like t-shirts and events,
hoodies,
and stuff.
Yeah, everything. Hopefully do a little event to launch it. So
nice.
Yeah, man, we're planning.
So a lot's going on then,
definitely.
And the EP is going to be coming soonish.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, like, is it going to be like a couple of months? Do you have any idea?
Couple of months.
You're being so low-key.
Summer. That's the best way to put it, innit? Summer. Q3.
Okay.
Yeah,
Q3. I love that you're talking business.
You got to get there. Q3, you know.
Nice. You really are a financial man. And what does your wife think of your, like, music stuff? Is she, like, a big supporter?
Yeah, she supports me. She does all of my artwork and things like that. She's
Sick.
A graphic designer, so
perfect.
The link up's there. I don't have to pay for that, so that always
is that why you married her?
Yeah, man. I love her because I love her. But she's nothing but supportive. She's my biggest supporter. So yeah, everything I put out, she's always putting on there. So she was telling her friends every achievement I get. She's like, oh look, he's on Spotify. Is this on this playlist? Blah blah blah. So yeah, man, I love it.
Sick. And the playlisting been good for you?
Yeah, it's been good in terms of like the US has shown me love. It's weird. Like the UK, I haven't.
Dude, honestly, I've just been out in LA and everybody loves grime.
Yeah. It's crazy, like the US really, they put me on their playlist, but here I haven't had as much love yet, so I'm hoping to break through. But Spotify has been crazy, man. Like for me, as someone who's been releasing for less than 2 years, to get on the front of a Spotify playlist, that's crazy.
That's big.
Yeah,
it's huge.
That's crazy. So I'm like, thank you. That's all I can say about
that. And it's
that.
Moment by moment, step by step. You can't, you know.
Yeah, because obviously a lot of people blow up overnight. And you see that a lot with the younger kids and stuff like that. But as you were saying, with my point of view, it's a bit more mature in a sense, my music. So it's not going to be that overnight spring. But yeah, just each achievement has been coming and I'm just hoping they continue.
And I feel like everyone's journey is different and you can never compare yours
Definitely.
To another's because I feel like it just doesn't work.
Mm, and I feel like as artists, that's all we do. So
gotcha.
I go on my phone, I go on Instagram, I see this guy's got 20,000 followers. He's getting this many streams and you just have to blank it out. Honestly, like,
100%.
And just worry about yourself day by day. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to live my life day by day. So, like, tomorrow, I'll worry about it when it gets there. But for now, I'm just thinking about today. What can I do today to enhance this? What can I do today to make this better?
And so, you're doing this right now to
exactly,
enhance
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah,
yes.
I'm here, man. We're here.
Yeah. So. Oh, sick. And of the other artists, because obviously you've got a lot of peers, there's a big influx of grime artists coming out right now. But is there a couple that you can name that you really like and that you're really enjoying their kind of music at the moment?
In the grime urban scene, I like Mervelous.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard Mervelous. Yeah, man, he's on the proper grime thing. Like he's going hard with that. Happy is another one. He's getting a lot of love. He just released his new single. Wonder Woman's doing a lot. So yeah, those two are coming up. I really like them. Obviously, Dave. I was just listening to him on the way here and yeah, his pen game is just crazy.
But he's a very good example of someone who is very intellectual with his lyrics.
And I feel like that's what lasts. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because obviously with music, generations grow up with it. And as they get older, so does their palate for music.
Yeah.
So if he's already on that level at that age, by the time
so
he gets
young.
To 30... people will still be with him. So yeah, he's done it the right way, man. And I feel like we're going to see a lot more artists like that. Like people love Lil Sims and those
she
type of
again
artists.
Exactly. She's taken a minute to hone her craft.
Exactly.
I remember hearing like a sneak peek of her album like a year ago and I was like, it blew my mind.
Yeah,
I was like, this is crazy.
It's just the songwriting. It's just another level.
Yeah.
And I feel like we're getting there in the UK. So we've had our time now where we've just exploded and we're getting on radio, we're getting in places, went for number one singles.
Yeah.
And now you're going to see people's pen game improving and their songwriting skills just getting better, man. So I'm here for it.
Yeah, like Dave's Question Time is one of those tracks that I literally learned about politics listening to it.
I was like,
I really enjoyed the fact that he didn't just go one-sided. He basically said he hated all of them. But I just enjoyed it because I was like, it's not a one-sided argument. It's like, this is why everyone's fucking annoying.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how it is. And I feel like we need people like that to inform others, because obviously he's got a sort of affinity for politics and he's can explain it to the masses and people who aren't usually engaged. So yeah, man, we need people in all them spaces. So
culturally, do you feel like engaged in politics in your music?
Do you know what, it's mad because my degree's in politics.
Oh, whoa.
And now I work in for the civil service. So wow. I'm fully plugged into politics so at
like,
the moment.
So in terms of your music, would you do a song like Question Time? Like, would you speak directly on...
Yeah, man, I feel like it's themes we have to touch on. Obviously, not getting too deep into the sort of ideals and all that sort of stuff, but I think it's important to look at society and social constructs and talk about them in a ways that people can understand and they can grasp it. So like you're saying with Nipsey Hussle and all these different people, that's what I think feel like they've done, and they're explaining things that people wouldn't be able to understand in a palatable way. So it's important, definitely.
Because I think growing up, we don't get taught about politics in a way that's digestible. It's like... oh, this is a really old story about someone that you don't care about and you don't understand that is not relevant now. And it's like, we need to teach people about how it is now.
Definitely.
And how they can understand how to vote and why to vote and what to do.
Mm. And I feel like now, obviously, with social media, people need to be more creative with it, and they can be more creative with it. So when we was growing up, obviously, it was just books.
Yeah.
That's what we could read. There weren't no YouTube. But now, yeah, man, it needs to be delivered in a way that the people are going to understand, and then understand it affects them in every way. So
100%.
It's important, man.
By the way, I really like the video or the clip for No Stress where it's just your head.
Yeah.
Like, I really love that style. Like, it looks like a future movie, but also it's really powerful.
Do you know what? I literally just thought of that on the spot. Like, the song was finished, it was going to release it, and I was like, do you know what would be sick if it was just my head in all black? And I just, and then we had the things animating what I was saying. And
I love that, though, because it kind of really does solidify what you're saying into someone's mind. You know, there's no confusion over lyrics when you
definitely.
Got that.
Yeah, my guy Harrison, he worked on that with me. He helps me with a lot of my ideas and a lot of my concepts. And yeah, definitely, he was just able to paint the picture of what I was saying. And then people got the lyrics, they got it a lot better, basically.
Yeah.
So.
But you remember the lyrics better as well when you see, because it's visual and you can hear it, and it's like the whole 360, you know?
Yeah, nice.
I'm looking forward to this EP, man. It's called Progress.
Progress, yes.
And in the meantime, you can go and get No Stress, which is the latest single. Also, your first single, Rest. I mean, you've not been around.
No.
It's exciting because actually people can go back and listen to everything you've done.
Yeah, that's what I try to do. I try and point people back to the stuff that I've already done, because
Three Door, Straight Lines, go and have a look, go and have a listen, watch the videos, they're sick.
Definitely.
And we'll be keeping an eye on your socials for
yes.
It's at Mark Jones
Artist.
At Mark Jones Artist,
Mark with a C. Just Mark Jones Artist. Find me down Twitter, Instagram, everywhere, man.
And the EP's coming soon, so
Definitely. Stay
tuned, everybody. Yeah, we're going to play No Stress now. Can you introduce it for us?
Yeah. It's Mark Jones here, and this is my latest single, No Stress.
Jumped in while it's vacant. Them man copy, we just file for the patent. Still get vexed when I'm late at the station. Time don't wait, see the grape turn to raisin. Older than I was last year, it's frustrating. But I'm close to the goals that I set, no debating. Still no time for the lies and the hating. Need my own place, just a zone we're creating. Yo. Life is a mazza, more time, I don't really get involved in the passer. Retired from that like my name was Kaka. Form is temporary, class is forever. Still go Audi just to save me a tenner. Roll with my G's, not the kind you can tether. Same day once from when man loved Emma Watson, still serve tracks like Emma. No stress, I don't need none of that. Trying to keep my mind clear so I can see where I'm at. Some man hate cause our town's on the map. I don't watch face, so I'm cool on my jack line. No stress, I don't need none of that. Trying to keep my mind clear so I can see where I'm at. Some man hate cause our town's on the map. I don't watch face, so I'm cool on my jack line. Can't move at the wrong time. Timing is everything, drop like bonsai. Don't talk online, learn that the hard way. Might act the fast, need a break from the hearsay. Still bring class, but I'm keeping it simple. Pure intentions, clean, no pimple. Smooth like criminal, composing a bad day. Had a few losses on the way, now it's okay. Hey, every day's a fresh start. Always trying to move forward, so I'm never in park. People want to know how we made it this far. They want to ask questions like I'm wearing new Clarks. I just tell them that it's God's plan. That means a lot of hard work and the Lord. Hand. Tell a man quick like I'm writing in shorthand. Give God thanks for the place that he bought, man. Listen when I talk, man. No stress, I don't need none of that. Trying to keep my mind clear so I can see where I'm at. Some man hate cause our town's on the map. I don't watch face, so I'm cool on my jack line. No stress.
stress, I don't need none of that. Trying to keep my mind clear so I can see where I'm at. Some man hate cause our town's on the map. I don't watch face, so I'm cool on my jack line. No stress, I don't need none of that. Trying to keep my mind clear so I can see where I'm at. Some man hate cause our town's on the map. I don't watch face, so I'm cool on my jack line. No stress, I don't need none of that. Trying to keep my mind clear so I can see where I'm at. Some man hate cause our town's on the map. I don't watch face, so I'm cool on my jack line.
FUBAR Radio presents
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club.
I watched We Will Rock You, Bohemian Rhapsody last week, and there's a brilliant section where an actor portraying Brian May says, "I just want the fans to have something to do." And I think maybe that's what we should be thinking about. We should go, "How's it going, fan clubbers?"
Glad to hear it. I can't hear you. How's it going, fan clubbers?
I can't hear you. How's it going, fan clubbers? Come on!
Every Friday,
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club
from 12 PM.
FUBAR Radio.
I need a benzo. I need a Ryan at Lambo. I need a benzo. Benzo. I need a Ryan at Enzo. I need a Ryan at Lambo. I need a Ryan.
It's an unknown surge. Living in it, feel you ever seen the movie Purge? I done put up a whole M in the dirt. Stash. I put the time, the grind, the work. Grind. 95 left wrist, white t-shirt. White. Moonwalking on your bitch, good footwork.
Hey. I need a Benzo, a Benzo. Benzo. I need a Rari in a Lambo. Lambo. I need a Rari in a Lambo. Lambo. I need a Rari in Enzo. Boom. I need a Benzo, a Benzo. I need a Rari in a Lambo. I need a Rari in a Lambo. I need a Rari in Enzo.
I just wanna cop me a Diablo. I'm a dog outside in your DM, send a couple eyes, I ain't really sending no hearts though. God. Hit her from the back one time, then call, that's a hit and run, bitch, call Geico. 21. 6 carats hanging out my motherfucking earlobe, shining like the glove on Michael. Jackson. Got a couple hits, but he ain't right though. Richard Mill cost me a Rari.
And what?
I don't play, boy, I'm not Cardi.
21.
Left a wet dream on a Barbie. Hit her best friend and she caught me. Hit her other friend, she was going though.
Yeah.
Car's on 6, but it's foreign though.
Yeah.
Treat my bitches like joints though. Only hit retro 10 when it's boring
she
though.
Boring.
Savage got an Enzo, Benzo.
Skirt.
I don't got a whole lot of friends though.
Fuck em.
But I got a whole lot of M's though.
Right.
Bitch, you wasn't with me shooting in the gym, ho. In the club, iced out, snatch my chain, get stumped by a whole lot of Tims though.
Stupid.
I'm
stupid.
Ducking in your bitch like Tim, bro.
Free throw.
I let a block hit her, she my Timbo.
I need a Benzo.
Make it. I'll say impatient cause my heartbeat racing. So impatient cause I'm going big places. Mr. Showroom floor made the stove get vacant. And my bitch so bad made your hoe get naked. SB Enzo hard top glacier. Pull up in the tray for the long range facial. Deep dish, big lip, rim fantasia. And I keep a Benzo tuck. Yeah, cop 2 Maybach trucks. Yeah, I go in and fucking well. I sit like a polar bear. Put guap on all my wheels. Give me all you got to give. I don't need no record deal. I lost the top like Copperfield. I need a watch that cost a mil. A little bitch fuck off the rip. Pull up in a Lamb, leaving a leer. So I said my whole career.
I need a Benzo, a Benzo. I need a Rari in a Lambo. I need a Rari in a Lambo. I need a Rari in Enzo. I need a Benzo, a Benzo. I need a Rari in a Lambo. Shake West knee, a Rari in a Lambo. Shake West knee, a Rari in Enzo. Huh, Enzo, Enzo.
Gun Sounds. DJ Snake, Sheck West featuring Offset 21 Savage and Gucci Mane. Many people on that song. It's Enzo. Very much enjoyed that. Thank you very much for that. So we've got still got guests for you coming. Tally Spear is right next door waiting for us, and Nima are also in the building. So excited to catch up with those guys. Plus, we've had we've also got Taylor Gray coming in the show a little bit later. Up next, I'm going to play a couple of new tracks for you. Coltrane, you know I'm a huge fan of. He's just dropped Problems With Us from album Heroin, which came out on 30th of April. The EP drops the end of this month, 31st of May. Huge, huge fan of his. If you haven't listened already, go and check out his previous releases because they're incredible. My favourite song he's ever done, Tyler. Go and check it out because it's wonderful. I'm going to have a little play of that now, and then I'm going to play a little bit of Molly Rainford. I talked about her before because I played her song a few times. I believe she was on Britain's Got Talent or something, and then she's come away and she's doing new releases now, and her tracks are just really banging pop tunes, and I'm really into it. So I'm going to be playing her track Long Run, but this is Problems In Us, Coltrane. Go and check out the video. He's sick. If you don't know how to find him, he spells it Coltrane, so go and check him out. Massive fan of his. Hopefully we'll get into the studio soon.
I couldn't believe that you would call another man to keep you company. I swear all the times that you would talk to me, I'd be on my best behavior. If that ain't enough, I'm sobering up. The problem's in you, the problem's in us. The problem's in us, the problem's in us. The problem's in us, the problem's in us. But even my mom has said to me that you wouldn't need you close too much. I don't give a fuck, and if you wanna be your best man, I'm always behaving. If that ain't enough, I'm sobering up. The problem's in you, the problem's in us. The problem's in us, the problem's in us. The problem's in us, the problem's in us. I couldn't believe that you would call another man to keep you company. I swear all the times that you would talk to me, I'd be on my best behavior. If that ain't enough, I'm sobering up. Problems in you, the problems in us, the problems in us, the problems in us, the problems in us, the problems in us. I can never be the one you need, cause I can't tap into your fantasies. But if you really want, give me a call, I'll be the best man on my worst behavior. If that ain't enough, I'm sobering up. Problems in you, the problems in us, the problems in us, the problems in us, the problems in us, the problems in us. I don't wanna fight, I wanna sleep, and we find each other in our dreams. But soon as we fall, you wanna talk about how we could be each other's setting. Fuck it all up and fill up the cup. The problems in you, the problems in us. The problems in us, the problems in us. The problems in us, the problems in us. They ain't gonna get you a different art. To still be about, that's all you care about. Yeah, now this image is blurred, it's downright absurd. That's all you care about. I couldn't believe that you would call another man to keep you company. I swear all the times that you would talk to me, I'd be on my best behavior. If that ain't enough, I'm sobering up. The problems in you, the problems in us. The problems in us, the problems in us. Problems in us, problems in us. But even my mom, they said to me that you wouldn't need you close too much. I don't give a fuck, and if you wanna be your best man, I'm always behaving. That ain't enough, I'm sobering up. Problems in you, the problems in us.
Problems in us.
Problems in us, the problems in us.
Welcome, Tally Spear.
Hello, thank you.
How are you?
Good, very well. How are you?
I'm really well. I like your eyeshadow.
Thank you.
For those listening at home, it's turquoise, I want to say.
Yeah, maybe. Bluish.
Bluish.
Yeah.
Love it.
I always like to dress the same colour as my eyeshadow.
Yes, bitch.
As you can see.
Here for it.
Yeah.
Here for it. City Girl is your latest single.
It is.
But it's not just your latest single. It kind of represents a really new sound that you're going with.
Yes. Yeah, I think that over the last kind of year, I just decided to completely change things up in terms of the production and the sound, as a kind of reflection of the changes of my own personal like listening style in music. So,
which is what every artist does. If you look at any artist, like look at Madonna, for God's sake, like every album's different.
Yeah, I think that it always reflects what you're doing as a person and your own personal growth, you know, the music you make.
100%. Let's talk a little bit about Before and your EP Fade to White, which did really well. That was released in 2018.
Yes.
Spring of 2018. Mm-hmm. And then you got loads of great feedback and it was brilliant. And then you kind of went away and took some time and reimagined yourself a little bit.
Yeah, completely. I released Fade to White and that was kind of accumulation of all the songs that I wrote while I was at uni and while I was growing up. And I think that I really had to release that kind of collection of songs to tell
Get
that story.
Out. Yeah.
And in order to kind of then move on and start on something new and fresh, which is what I'm doing now. The City Girl was the kind of the beginning of that transition.
And to put it, for those who maybe haven't heard you before, to put it bluntly, it's kind of what you're, for me, it was a style change of like, now it's much more rocky, much more raw.
Mm.
Before it was kind of quite country-esque and quite like more lighter.
Yeah,
it still was amazing and I really love the sound.
Thank you.
But it's almost you growing up. It really feels like you're a bit older now and you're a bit like more sort of raw and like...
Absolutely. It really feels like me, this track, which is why it's been important for me to release it at this stage to kind of introduce this new sound. And I've been really happy with how people have been enjoying it. And I'm just excited to do the next one.
So you actually are a city girl. You're from London.
Yeah, I mean, technically I'm a suburb girl, but that didn't have quite the same ring to it.
Imagine that suburb girl.
Girl, living
I
in Richmond,
like it, actually.
Yeah, maybe the follow-up track can be Suburb Girl, but I don't know about that.
Suburb Girl.
But no, I grew up in like Richmond kind of area.
Yeah.
And then I lived in the city while I was studying at uni in Kilburn. Don't know mm-hmm. if you know Kilburn area, but that's where I lived. And where I wrote a lot of kind of fresh music. And started to explore like those different sounds in terms of production. And it wasn't until after I graduated and now really that those have kind of started to come into the actual releases.
Amazing. And how are you feeling? Are you back in the studio now? What are you working on at the moment? I hate saying that to people who've just like dropped a song, but I'm like, what's next?
That's the music industry, like you always have to be planning what's next. What's next is I'm just going to kind of keep releasing singles for now, and just kind of explore the new sound in the form of singles rather than like a collection. So the next song is going to release in the summer, but I'm not going to say what it's called at this stage. It's going to be a surprise, but it's going to be another exploration of the new sound that I'm
going
to.
It's called Suburban Girl, let's be honest.
On. Would you be surprised?
No, I want that.
Yeah.
I want that.
Okay, I'm going to bear that in mind for the future, release.
So you were working with Martin Hollis, who's written and produced for like Adele, Mark Ronson, Tom Walker.
Yes.
Very, very good sort of plethora of artists that he's worked with before. What was
he's
that
incredible.
Like? How did you guys work together?
Well, I actually sent Martin some like voice memos on my iPhone of these songs.
Love.
So I recorded City Girl literally on my acoustic guitar in my bedroom. I sent them to Martin, really hoping that he would see kind of potential in the song. And he did, which was lucky for me. And we went straight into the studio in British Grove Studios, which is Mark Knopfler Studios in Chiswick. And we just started making the record. And I was just having to be really open-minded because he was throwing a lot of new ideas in terms of production in there. And I was just going with it and it worked. So, yeah.
Are you going to work with him again on the new stuff?
Yeah, definitely. The next song that I'm planning right now is going to be another Martin Hollis production track. And I hope to, definitely do some more. We're writing together at the moment, actually.
And you say you've done quite a lot of self-discovery music-wise. What is it that you've discovered? Like, what did you start listening to? What changed your kind of energy and vibe with music? What was it? Was there a specific artist or was it, what artist was it?
To be honest, I was trying to block out like current music for a long time. I was literally listening to like people who were dead, like to be honest, like a lot of old music. I was obsessed with it and I was you know, blocking out current radio and just saying I don't want to hear it, like I don't want to hear commercial music. And so that was what I was like as a teenager, and then suddenly something happened and I started listening to a couple of new acts like Billie Eilish. I love Alice Merton, and I suddenly thought like these are actually really cool and I love the production and it actually is really innovative and fresh. And something just happened and I suddenly really was embracing commercial music and modern music and new artists. So that was kind of what changed my music.
Yeah, I think pop's a, for some reason, a dirty word, whereas it's like pop is my favorite Pop is my favourite.
Yeah, definitely.
Because it's all encompassing as much as it is anything else, you know? It's like, it's an exciting place to be.
Yeah, it covers a lot.
It covers a lot, and it's exciting to be able to embrace it and say, like, I want to be poppy, I want to be, like...
Yeah, I want to be part of that kind of movement,
yeah,
for sure.
It's definitely really exciting. Is there... So you like... you're inspired by Billie Eilish and stuff?
Yeah, at the moment, I'm really, really liking her stuff. Kind of hate the fact that she's so much younger than me, but...
Everyone hates that.
I'm
Everyone
inspired.
Hates that she's so young, but also loves it.
I know.
She is so young.
Yeah, she is. I mean, when I was her age, I didn't even have a consciousness. I don't know what I was doing at like 17.
I was literally picking my nose and that was it. So she's smashing it.
Yeah.
But listen, everyone's journey is different. It's cool to take inspiration from.
Yeah.
But it's weird to be inspired. I know what you mean. It's weird to be inspired by a 17-year-old.
Absolutely. But yeah. she's very mature. And I think that also age is kind of is changing now. Like, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to be young anymore. Like, obviously,
no.
People are interested in the fact that she is young, but it doesn't matter anymore. I think that people are a lot more open-minded to new artists.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. You're working on your next single. Are you going to be doing any live shows? Have you got any live stuff coming up that we can come and see you at?
Yeah, so I'm doing a lot of So Far Sounds right now.
Oh, sick.
I love the So Far Sounds community, and I'm writing with them, and so I do like a couple of months at the moment.
Does that involve? You just go, it's like a secret, you have to, no one knows who's going to be there, is
no
that right?
No one knows, I don't know, no one knows. It's always a
no
surprise.
No one knows anything. You just wake up and you're in a room and performing to people.
Basically. It's just in a new place around the city every time, and you don't know who you're going to meet, and you always meet some new artists and some new fans, and it's great.
That's the other exciting thing about it, is the new fans. Because I know, like, if you look at Yeba, for example, who performed there, and her song has now got over 6.5 million...
What's her name?
Yeba.
Okay. And haven't heard of her.
Yeah, you've probably heard the song.
Okay.
That she did, and it's just a really good platform,
because
songs can just be heard by so many more people than they would be before. And
yeah, it's quite intimidating because people are really quiet, like super quiet, more quiet than is natural.
Yeah, and especially growing up in London, it's like something you're very much not used to, is the silence.
Yeah, definitely. But it's nice, you know, people can hear the lyrics and get to know you.
And I think it's funny because I do some hosting as well for MTV, and I've hosted nights where some of the biggest artists have played and people still talk.
You know? Absolutely.
You could be anywhere, and it's nice they've got that kind of thing of like everyone has to, because it's acoustic.
Yeah, I think that people kind of go to music gigs as a social activity, which is nice. And so, you know, they share thoughts. Like when you're watching a film, you kind of like to share your thoughts on something as it goes, which I think is cool. But also, So Far gives a different kind of experience to that. It's a similar amazing experience, but you know, you enjoy it silently.
I agree, because I talk all the way through everything.
Yeah.
I'm literally the worst. Yeah. I talk through the cinema. Everyone fucking hates me.
Yeah, yeah.
But I am one of those people that just, I think something and I say it.
Yeah.
Which is why I do this job, because I'm constantly
talking.
You
wouldn't be good in So Far Sounds. I think they'd kick you out.
Yeah.
But,
that's why I've never been, because I know I'd fucking get kicked out straight away.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way it would go down well. But
yeah,
it's
hard.
I like that you're kind of like saying, like, you enjoy both. You enjoy both people commentating and also people...
Yes,
being quiet.
Definitely.
And what's your dream for this next year? Like, what do you want to achieve in the next sort of?
Oh, my dream.
Months?
Oh, we all have big dreams if you're in music. But
listen, you should have big dreams, and I want to hear about them.
So I guess the dream is just to kind of be recognized and kind of just get my foot in the door again, because I think after taking a little bit of a break, people forgot I existed for a little while, and so kind of just coming back and sort of introducing people to what I want to do next is and having them hear it, you know, that's kind of all I need right now.
Yeah, and I think it's nice to have that. That's your dream, and that's beautiful, because it's like,
yeah, it's whether one person, three people hear the song and it means something to them, or whether, you know, hundreds of people do at this stage, either is great, you know?
Yeah. And how's been the reception so far from your fans that you've had, you know, the people who've listened to your music previously? Are they sticking with you? A lot of people
are sort of saying that they can still hear parts of the kind of country stuff.
100%,
I don't know if I liked that when I heard that. I was like, really? I feel like it's quite far away, and I kind of wanted to make that differentiation, but it's nice that they can hear it's me, and I think that my voice and my styling in terms of the writing kind of still relates.
I think it's more the sound of your voice.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like the genre has slightly changed, but actually you're still there, and what you've created is more of a growth than a complete change.
Yes, definitely. Well, I still wanted that. I don't want it to like go and do something absolutely crazy, but yeah, it's a nice easy progression.
Listen, I'm holding tight for the heavy metal album next year.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that, but
you never know.
Well, in 10 years you never know where I will be.
You never know. Might be a drum and bass one by then. Well, it's been such a pleasure to catch up with you. Thank you so much for coming
Harriet.
In.
Are you going to play?
I'm going to play City Girl, babe.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
We're going to play your song for you to listen to and for everyone to listen to.
Amazing.
Everyone go into, there's a video online as well. You can go and check it out. Have a little watch. I'm excited to hear more from you.
Thank you.
Sign up to So Far Sounds, everybody. Don't go if you're a loudmouth bitch like me, because you will get chucked out. But good luck with everything, and
thank
make sure you.
You
keep in touch with us.
I most certainly will.
And keep living that rock star dream life.
That's not quite yet in the suburbs, but getting there.
The burbs.
Definitely getting there.
That's going to be a song, I'm sure of it. Yeah. The burbs. Can't wait to hear it. Honestly, Tally, thank you so much for coming in. Do you want to introduce City Girl for me?
Everybody, this is City Girl.
Yes.
He'd make me happy, but nothing's gonna do that if I'm waiting on someone. It's just a game in my head, but I'll play it until the strings turn to rust, then I'll throw it away.
Fubar Radio presents
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
It is, of course, Low Key.
Oh, thank you so much. If you were to listen to a lot of the music that's pumped out by the corporate media, you would not know at what period of time you were listening to that music. All of the greatest artists, when we think of John Lennon, when we think of Bob Marley, you know, John Lennon was funding the Black Panthers at one point and on very good terms with Bobby Seale. Bob Marley was intrinsically linked to politics in Jamaica and was in many ways a game changer, actually, with what he was doing. Some of the greatest artists of yesteryear, if you listen to their music, it's almost like listening to a historical document.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville.
Every Wednesday
from 4 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
How can we do it?
Hi, Nimmo.
Hi.
Sarah and Reva are here. We're all going to go Facebook Live, we're Instagram trying. Live. Okay, girls, it's been so long.
I know. What did we do?
Now some Apple store's ringing me. Babe, I'm on the radio. I can't talk. It's better off than my mum ringing me, which is usually who it is. Now, something really exciting just happened on Instagram. You guys have just announced your debut album.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about it. I know the name, but I want you guys to say it because I feel like it's your job.
It's called The Power.
Whoa, The Power.
But
Soz.
No. It's called The Power and it's coming out very, very soon. We've been building up to this for a long time. Last time we were in here, we were talking about doing our album. Yeah. And then we've had like a lot of changes. You know, we left our record label, went independent.
I'm going live as well.
Yes.
I know how to go live, but I don't know where to put it.
Reva's broken live. Is yours working? Put it there so right. You can see you. I don't matter. Who cares about me, babe? It's a pleasure to have you back on FUBAR Radio. That's all I want to say.
Thanks for having us. It's great to be back.
Do you know what I was just saying a minute ago? Hi, everybody that's listening. Nimmo in the studio, and I'm going to make it all about you.
Hi.
Bitches. Can I see you?
Yeah. We've got a budge up, can't we? Yeah,
so, basically, the progression and the kind of changes, but also the similarities of your music, it makes me so excited and happy. Like, everything about what... Like, I was just listening to them on the way here, like, your recent songs, and I was just like, everything I wanted is, like, probably my favourite song you've ever released.
Oh, really? That's
thank
good.
You.
And it's just... It thank just you. Feels like the progression is crazy.
Yeah, I think, like, well, we went through this, like, mad change, which, like, we really, like talking about because it's kind of inspired the whole... It's brought, pulled together the entire record. What we thought was breaking up the entire record because we left our label and had to, like, find our independence, in the end
made
became,
it.
Like, yeah, the thing that tied it all together and was almost like we had to go through all of these little stages to learn everything about ourselves and in order to write the kind of, like, second wave of music to come into the record,
yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah, we needed to go through that experience.
Yeah.
Everything I wanted was the first song, right?
Yeah.
After leaving our label.
Yeah. Oh no, it was the it's the first really? It wasn't. We did an EP before Christmas with It Caesar.
But it was the first track that we'd like written out of that experience.
Oh, written, yes.
Written. Interesting.
It was actually everything I wanted was about coming out of it and getting everything back.
But that's what, because I remember, I think when we bumped into, obviously we know each other outside, because I know celebrities, guys, if you don't mind. But I bumped into you in Stoke Newington, and I feel like it was around that time when everything was changing, and it just felt so exciting.
Yeah.
And now you're here, and like, everything that's going on. I mean, you've been flying all over the world this year, Australia, New York, like, what has been going on?
Yeah, it's been sick. So we've been, we did like three. We went to Melbourne and Sydney, and did some shows out there with Beats and for the Mardi Gras, and then went to Melbourne and played a headline show, which was lovely. And we've just been in New York DJing and doing some radio bits and some writing.
Sick, bruv.
Which sick, was sick. Bruv. Yeah, we did a writing session, and like straight away they were like, "Do Blaze." We were like, "Oh my god, we're in America." We were like, "No."
I was like, I just went to LA and everyone smokes weed, and I was like, "I can't. I'll be sick on you."
Is it not weed bits?
It's so uncool to be like, "I will projectile vomit all over you if you make me do that."
You might
that.
Just have to take a whitey for the team.
Yeah, that would be fun for
I'll
everyone.
Start like telling lies and then like slip down the wall and go green, and just like, and then probably run away. Just like the paranoia.
Sarah, I'm just here telling lies, being sick on myself,
and you're just like, "I know."
And telling lies
and then having a panic attack, being like, "Oh my god, I'm so anxious, everyone, what's going on?"
Yeah,
well, listen, we're not the coolest people in the world, but we are the fittest people in the world. So it doesn't matter. Talking of fit, you both look amazing as per. I love like just following you and seeing everything that's going on because of your pictures being so, I mean, you two look like the coolest band that's ever fucking been made, like. And everything you're doing right now in the queer community as well, I know you're doing a lot of nights and doing a lot of... And I just love it because it's so... everybody talks about you, especially... I've seen, like, there was an article recently of you guys, the top queer pop to follow, and it's just like... That, to me, is the most important part of what you guys are doing because you're changing the game in that sense. You're talking about it. You're making... I mean, everybody is kind of doing their bit, I feel, in the queer community to talk about the importance of kind of being open about it in the music industry and it being an important thing that we discuss. But I feel like you guys...
Like club nights and things that were dealing with it, but not enough sort of like... Not even like band nights, but like, you know, nights at a normal hour that were like putting on artists and stuff that, I don't know, felt like... People could just go to, and you're not going to stay up until 7 a.m. We do those first, then we stay.
Maybe I want to stay up to 7 a.m.
Well, you can. You can come and stay up to 7 a.m. No. But you know what I mean? Just like...
just so sit on my own at home afterwards until 7. Go to bed, Harry, you freak!
Yeah, there were not enough people putting on nights like that that were more in the gig side of things outside of the kind of club land.
It's kind of interesting.
Which
you
I love.
It's
well,
interesting you say that. But yeah, we all love a good night out called like... I love the names of gay nights out. Yeah. They're the best thing in the world. Yeah. But I feel like those nights exactly where you're actually home by 10 and you're seeing someone at 7, someone at 8, someone at 9. Like, it's like, it's not something that's been done. I never even thought about that, you know?
I think also it's like, we just wanted to like push the parameters of what like a live gig was, but also like not have it only exist in like after hours in a really dark space somewhere really underground where not the whole world can like get to it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is not a criticism on queer spaces or queer raves, like they're so important.
No, it's
and we
a
love
different
them
thing.
But
yeah,
it's a, it, yeah, we
it's
kind
the
of
pre-drinks.
It's the absolute pre-lash.
Oh, I love pre-drinks.
Shit, come over to ours for a
just
pre-drink.
come for a little pre-lash. Bring your own though. Yeah, don't be a cunt. Don't turn up with nothing. Turn up with a bottle of water, just like get the fuck out, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
You also supported Self Esteem as well. I saw really recently. She came on the show the other day.
Oh,
what a
sweet
babe!
Yeah, she's wicked.
Really cool, man. Like another cool person that openly is kind of discussing queer culture and, mm-hmm, and bringing a light to it that hasn't been, I guess, being done, or at least it feels like it's getting done a lot right now in a very positive, open way.
Yeah, I like her because she feels like she exists in her own little realm, which is always like a really hard thing to do, and mm-hmm, is yeah, and to become popular doing that as well. Yeah, I think like her live show was amazing, and she had like loads of powerful women around her. Like her whole dressing room was just full of like loads of
gassed
cool girls.
Women.
Yeah.
Gassed women.
We were like cowering
love
in the corner.
Women.
We were like literally cowering in the corner. They were like, "You can come into the main room." We were like, "We will." We're just sort of chatting. So, oh my god,
because you were so gassed.
Well, just a lot of personalities. Like, yeah, but it was a good vibe. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And vibe. It's kind of a good energy like to be in, you know, as well. But I feel like you say like she operates in her own space. I feel like you guys really operate in your own space.
Yeah. I do. I was thinking that at the time, then I was like, I'm not going to say that because that actually sounds really arrogant, but it can be really
actually no, we operate in
actually sorry sick. I'm actually talking about myself. No, what I mean is like that can be quite hard. Like like we definitely know that, like, or being in your, everyone being like, you don't sound like anyone, you don't look like anyone, it's like, okay, that's lit in some senses, but it's also like sometimes like really quite annoying because you just like every time you upload your music to your record label, it's like, what genre is this? What tag it, like what's the tag? And it's like, I don't know, like sort of ravey, sort of queer, sort of folk, sort of indie, sort of sort of fuck no,
sort of ravey, sort of,
so like, it
sort
can
of ravey,
be
sort of queer, you know,
sort of this, sort of, it's like, it's really hard,
and it's pop as well.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Love that.
That's always at the top.
Pop's my fave.
Yeah,
I love the change even in my lifetime of how popular pop, and that sounds weird, but
popular pop
dirty pop.
Oh my god, we were saying that's our genre the other day.
Yeah, dirty pop,
dirty pop.
That's what we should tag it as.
Dirty, it's pop. Gonna be May. but that is what too. You are. Yeah. but that is what you are, and I feel like there's no shame in being pop now. Before it was like, no, it's not cool to be pop, but it's like it's fucking cool to be pop.
Yeah, it used to be cool, and then it got completely taken over by too much, like, and then it wasn't cool anymore, and now it's cool again. You know what I mean?
I want to make a meme out of that. Too much.
The formulaic thing just completely took the word and made it dirty.
That's it, formulaic pop. Yeah. Totally, because this is alt pop. It's like you don't conform, non-conformist pop that's just like doing its thing, and nobody can put a tag on it because there isn't one, which is a fucking admin nightmare, but a musical dream.
There's such thing as labels,
Don't label me.
Don't label me, babe.
Never label me. You've been around the world. What's the plan for the next few months? I saw you were doing some recording yesterday in sunny Kent.
Yes. So we were shooting a new music video. We have some new music to come out. Obviously, we've got the album as well. But when we were talking about those nights that we were putting together, the kind of
the ones you're creating,
curating. That's going to be the way we tour for our record this summer, and we haven't announced it yet. But we will be announcing the full tour very soon with lots of other amazing women performing with us.
And hopefully soon you're going to announce when we're going to get the album.
Oh yeah, very soon. Yeah,
yeah.
It's all coming.
Okay,
imminently.
It's very exciting. Very, very exciting, because we all want to know. We all want to have the power for ourselves.
Yeah,
yeah. Of course.
What does it feel like to have the power? By the way,
I guess it feels like standing on your own two feet. It feels like having a good buddy next to you to do it.
Look at the
it
buddies.
Feels like, like having a bit of a community.
Yeah.
It feels like knowing who you are. And yeah, I think that's about it.
Yeah.
No, that's a lot. That's a good. That's a good amount.
That's a lot of power.
That's power.
That's
a lot of power.
With like 4 to 5 R's at the end.
Or A's. Just scrap the ER.
Power.
Power.
Yeah. Exactly. Power. But it goes up instead of down.
Yeah.
Am I even filming you guys? I love being on live video, by the way. Look at this selfie. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey. So everything basically is so sick that I can't even hold myself in. The Power is going to be coming out sometime very soon. Everything I Wanted, which was the first song you wrote after leaving your label, and it's my favourite song you've ever released. So good things come to those who wait, I guess. Yeah. Like changes.
Everything you wanted, then, I guess, as well. It was.
Reva, everything I wanted is everything I wanted.
Yeah,
the song.
Yeah,
and I've now got everything I wanted. So
how
does
that feel to have everything you've wanted?
Do you know how it feels? It feels the power. God, so much branding. You can hire me if you'd like to be your branding manager.
We would love to. We're in discussions about that.
It's such a pleasure to see you guys. Keep posting those cute pictures of you two together because it just makes me so fucking happy. I feel like if I made an album, I'd have you two on the front of it, not me. And I guess just keep coming in and seeing us and showing off how sick you are.
Always. Thank you for having
Thank
us.
Thank you for having us.
And everyone can find your next night and your next kind of the
events. Announced in the next few weeks.
Yeah, just watch our social media for the next couple of weeks because things will be coming out.
At Nimmo Nimmo.
At Nimmo Nimmo.
At Nimmo Nimmo. Everybody, you need to listen to at Nimmo Nimmo. Follow them on social media. And you'll see some cute pics that I just can't get
over. That's so cute. How cute she finds.
I literally
so
am
obsessed.
No, I am obsessed. Like when you post videos, like when you posted a little picky of you blowing up that thing, it was one of the sweetest things I've ever seen. You know that thing you were blowing?
Yeah,
what?
I sent that to you.
I feel like I selected close friends for that one. But
oh
maybe
my god!
Not.
Shit, I'm not on your close friends
oh,
list.
Oh, you would be.
Oh,
you absolutely.
I was trying
are.
To make a joke, but okay. If you want to be all
so dark,
it's not that deep. Babe.
No, it isn't. I know. I'm your best friend. I don't need to worry about it. I'm not insecure. Okay, guys, it's been such a pleasure. Can you introduce my favorite song in the whole world?
Oh,
who wants to do it?
I'll do it.
Okay, she's doing it.
This is Everything I Wanted by Nimmo.
Nimmo, 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 Nimmo.
There's a place in my head, and I always hear it calling. We're the same, you and me, but there's something we're ignoring. I need life to excite me at night and every single morning. Yeah.
Radio.
Taylor Gray's on the line. How's it going?
Oh, it's great. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to have you. How's England treating you? Because I know you've been here for a couple of days now, because you're currently on tour with the Vamps.
I'm never leaving. I love it here.
Oh, lovely. You're on the Four Corners tour right now. I believe you've done two nights, Sheffield and Newcastle. Is that right?
Yeah, two nights, yeah.
How's it gone so far? How have the crowds... I mean, it sounds like really well. Have we treated you well? Has the crowds been nice to you?
Yes, I mean, it's so lovely being here. You know, it's always nerve-wracking as an opener, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh no, and I'm in a foreign country. Like, what's going to go on? What's going to happen? But everyone's been so welcoming and so lovely to me. I've just, like, blown away.
Oh, that's so nice as well, especially a band like the Vamps. They've got... obviously a very intense fan base who are, and it's so nice to hear that they're so accepting and kind of like loving your music as well, because that's the most important thing about doing an opener, isn't it? Kind of getting those new fans involved.
Absolutely. And just, you know, trying to get people excited for the show. And I mean, obviously people already are like, but that's like, you know, that's your job going into it. You're like, how do I put on the best show possible? And just everyone's been so, so lovely. I'm just like, oh, I want to move here.
Yay! Oh, we'll definitely do, because we'd love to have you, babe. We'd love to have you. Whilst you're in the UK, is there anything... because, I mean, you've travelled to the UK before, but this is the first tour you've done with the Vamps, am I right?
Yeah, this is the first time I'm touring in the UK. I did a couple shows with them in my hometown last year of San Francisco and Los Angeles. But which is lovely.
Which is so nice, but here it's a totally different vibe, because I think we've got a bit of a reputation... UK audiences.
Oh yeah.
Has it matched up to your expectations, or is it totally different to what you thought, the crowd wise?
Oh, it surpassed it far and away.
Oh, great. Because that's not always the case. Sometimes we can be a bit of a nightmare, us UK people.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because we're quite quiet. Sometimes we can be a bit quiet, but I'm glad to hear that we haven't been quiet.
No. Very loud and proud, and I love it.
Oh, brilliant. And what about the boys? Do they've got any bad habits? Are you experiencing any of the downsides of being on tour with a group of lads?
Oh my gosh, no. You know, that's one thing is like when you're with a bunch of guys, I guess I'm used to it because my band is mostly guys, but like I just don't think I've ever met a group of guys just more humble and nice, and like they just sing all the time. It's like, wow, like they live up to like everything and more with their expectations.
Oh, that's so nice as well, because it's always good to, when you're touring, it's quite a vulnerable place, isn't it? It's quite a vulnerable kind of time in when you're making music. You kind of go out, and especially if you're touring with someone else, to know that they're kind of just as into it as you are and just as nice people as you are.
Absolutely, yeah. They're all about their music, which is so lovely, because you don't always see that.
No, and also you've worked with loads of artists in the past, Flo Rida, Fall Out Boy, Walk the Moon, like many great artists. Is there any future collaborations that you want to create, or ones that maybe are on the horizon that we can know about?
I mean, you know, I would always love a part two collaboration with the Vamps.
Yeah,
I did a song. Yeah, I mean, like, what a better time, right?
Well, this is, you can get recording while you're there, babe. Two birds, one stone. That's what I'm saying.
I will take your advice.
Please do, because we want it. We want part two. And you can't hint it. You've got to give it to us now.
Oh, you're right. I know. I'll have to get on it. It's hard about when they're touring, they're so busy. Everyone's so busy.
I know. And also, you can't really talk about busy. You're currently studying at Stanford University. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
God, girl, you are busy. You are busy studying, singing, recording. How do you fit it all in?
Coffee. Like that. That's the only answer I ever give, because it's like I'm always on 100% focus, like do the show, come off, write a paper, you know, it's like nothing ever stops, but it's nice.
Whoa. And aren't you studying neuroscience?
Yeah, the brain.
Whoa. Like, that's crazy. I don't even know what that means, let alone would be able to study it. So kudos to you for having so much brain power.
Oh, thank you. I mean, like, honestly, I barely figured it out too, what it meant. So, We're in the same boat. I guess I'm just getting a degree for it.
Well, if you need any tips, just let me know, babes. Just let me know.
Oh, thank you.
Do you think it's helped with any of your songwriting stuff? Kind of that because it's obviously a totally different subject and a totally different focus, but surely it's extended your sort of knowledge base to the point where it helps and kind of infiltrates when you're writing or when you're working on music.
Absolutely, yeah. Just understanding how people work is very helpful. And then you kind of like analyze people in a different way now. If you're writing a song about someone, you're like, I think I know why they did this. Or like, it's definitely their daddy issues.
Oh my God, so, yes!
It's like, it's a good and bad thing, you know? Like, I find myself totally psychoanalyzing people. But then sometimes I'm right. It's like a 50-50 shot.
I love that, because I overthink everything too, and I kind of want an excuse to do that. So maybe I need to study new.
Yes,
designs.
Come join me.
I will, babes. I'm not sure I'll get into Stanford, but listen, I can just come and follow you to your classes and hope no one notices.
No, okay, I'm telling you, if you come, you will be admitted right away. We love British accents over there.
Oh, well, I've got a proper British accent, so I should be fine.
Yes, you will be welcomed in spades.
Yay!
Every class, every party, you're going to be like the queen bee.
Oh, thank God for that. Taylor, you're making me blush, babes. You're making me blush.
I'm just trying to convince you to come.
I'm going to be there. You're going to really regret that. You're going to really regret that.
I will not.
Tell me what you're working on right now. Is there, are you back in the, I know you're obviously touring right this very second, but do you find that you have time to write while you're on tour? Do you work on music? How does it work? Because lots of people, all musicians are kind of different in that respect, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, speak of the devil. I'm in a recording session right now.
Really?
Yeah, ooh. You know, never take a day off.
No, definitely. Work, 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 bitch, work.
Yes.
What are you working on right now then? Can we find out what is your recording today?
I'm recording a cover for some British program that I cannot say.
Oh, okay. Little secret.
But hopefully that will be announced soon.
Do you like performing covers?
I do. You know, I like switching them up and making the original sound very different. As to where maybe like the first couple seconds, someone's like, I don't know if I know this song.
Yeah.
And then when the lyric hits, they're like, yes.
Oh, yeah. No, I love that. I think it's really important as well for the artist to put their own mark on each one, you know.
Oh, 100%.
And while you're in the UK, because you're here till May 23rd, I think, when you're playing the last gig, which is at Cambridge Corn Exchange. Are you planning on kind of getting in with any UK artists, or are you going to be doing any sessions or anything whilst you're here? I'm just trying to get all the information that you can't tell me out of you.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I'm cool enough to work with any UK artists.
You are cool enough. Get over here.
Oh, my God. I mean, hands down, I will do anything. I'm so up for anything. I've got a lot of stuff going on the docket, and I'm very excited.
Oh, this is amazing. And also, it sounds like you are the hardest working woman in music right now, so that's even more exciting. Congratulations on everything like that's going so far. It's such an exciting time for you. Can't wait to hear more music.
Thank you.
And make sure you come over to London soon and see us, because we'd love to see you in person.
I would love to. And make sure you come to California.
Listen, I'm coming to study neuroscience at Stanford, so don't worry about it. I'm literally applying right now. I'm going to change
as we speak.
Yeah, I'm going to change my whole career. No longer a presenter. Fuck that. I'm coming to do neuroscience.
No.
So I can work out why everyone is so weird.
Honestly, you would be the first.
I'm going to be the pioneer of working out what the fuck is wrong with everyone.
You're literally going to change history. We'll be like, wow, that's why everyone is so bloody weird.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Taylor, thank you so much for stopping by in the middle of your tour with the Vamps. Swing by and see us next time you're here. Will you be back to do any performances on your own soon as well, maybe in the UK and Europe?
Oh, I better be.
Yes.
I cannot stay away.
You're obsessed now. We've got you. We've hooked you in.
Uh-huh. I'm literally a fan.
Oh, you fangirling the UK? That's so good.
Literally the country, yes.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Oh, well, thank you so much for stopping by, and we hopefully will see you soon. We're going to play Back to Bite now.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Taylor, enjoy your session. Make sure you sing one for us, yeah?
I got you.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.